This episode is brought to you by Forward Friday. Forward Friday is my weekly newsletter where I share mindset, business, and lifestyle tips. Every single Friday, you will get straight into your inbox a newsletter where I cover everything from personal growth, self-improvement, mindset, lifestyle, and of course, building an online business. Go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter in order for you to sign up to Forward Friday. The link will be in the show notes of this episode. Sign up to Forward Friday today to not miss any newsletter. Again, go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up to Forward Friday. All right, welcome to episode 94 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel, and on this podcast, we're talking about everything that has to do with mindset, business, and lifestyle. I really appreciate you, my friend. I got started in the online world as a composer, musician, composing music for media. The music that you listen in this podcast is my music. I take full responsibility for the audio quality of this podcast. 90% of this podcast episodes are recorded outdoors. This episode, however, is being recorded in my home studio, aka the living room. I have a home studio just whack in the middle of the living room, and I've been producing music like this for years. This is how I got started in music licensing, and this is how I have recorded not only my podcast episodes but as well YouTube videos. I've been in a transition for the last few years with my family, meaning that we have moved to our dream location in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. And you know, it's just been such a ride. I really like to share as much as possible about my life as a creator, as an entrepreneur. And on this podcast episode, what we're talking about is how can someone build an online business? How can someone get into personal development, build a growth mindset, and live a life that they feel good, right? That they feel passionate about their life, right? Because it's not easy. Okay, we have so many responsibilities. I mean, for me, as someone that works from home, and has two beautiful girls, and I run an online business from home for years now, and it all got started because of an idea of making music, trying to find ways to earn money online using the skills and abilities that I have. And you know, it's not easy. Life is not easy, but because of the courage that I had at the time, because of my personal development journey when I first got started in the online world, first with the music, you know, I went through this journey of getting my stuff together in my head first, right? Like really getting my shit together, so to speak, and excuse my French here, but really try to address certain things before I embarked in this journey of like, hey, how can I make money online with the skills that I have? So I know music, I like composition, I know about music production. So how can I do this, right? And then how can I share this with others? How can I put myself out there and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm a stay-at-home dad, flat broke. I just moved from the UK here to Greece. I am based in Greece. If you're new to the podcast, very quickly, a quick intro for you, if this is your first episode, and trying to look for ways of how can I earn money as an artist, really, as a creator. You know, that's my humble beginnings, but it all started not just because of my skills, but because of the level of personal development that I was involved in. And that has been the determining factor between success and failure for me. It has nothing to do with my music. It has nothing to do with the skills that I had as a composer or musician. It had to do with my beliefs and my mindset and my personal development of, can this happen for me, right? Because sometimes we are the ones who put roadblocks in our minds, and you know, we just believe that it's just not possible for us. And so that's the purpose of this podcast episodes, and it's the birth of this brand, the Creative Entrepreneurs, where I'm sharing everything that I have learned and how I build a six-figure knowledge business by sharing and teaching what I know with others. So if you're new to the podcast, I really encourage you to follow me here and go to my YouTube channel as well, where I document this journey as a creative entrepreneur. And you know, you can just you know, create, see the different different content that I create there. The content that I create here on this podcast is unique and exclusive to the podcast. What I create on YouTube is as well unique to the channel, meaning that I don't grab the audio. This is what you're listening to right now. If you're just listening to this podcast for the first time, this is unique content to the podcast. So if you go to my YouTube channel, you're not going to see this on YouTube. That's what I mean. Because I know that a lot of people now create content on YouTube in the form of a podcast, and then they extract the audio and put it here on podcast platforms. I create unique content for both platforms because they're different mediums, and that's the way I like to do it anyways. But I record these podcast episodes outdoors most of the time. 90% of the podcast episodes, like I was mentioning to you, are recorded outdoors. I share this as well on Instagram so you can see where I'm recording this podcast episode. This one is here, like I was mentioning to you. And the reason why I share what I share and how I run this business the way I run it from home and with my wife and, you know, just with a very basic minimum equipment, is to inspire others to do the same thing. This has been the core philosophy of my teaching, both in music and in business. And the same goes with lifestyle and mindset. You just need a few things in order for you to achieve your success, okay? It's not about the technology, right? It's not about what laptop you have. It's not about having a space in your room, like in your home, like a private office, or have a dedicated, acoustically treated space to record your podcast. So I always try to get rid of all of these excuses that sometimes people tell themselves in order for them to not get started. So this podcast episode is going to be all about how to create your first online course, okay? Because this podcast, again, is about mindset, business, and lifestyle. And previous episodes, we have covered a lot about mindset, limiting beliefs, and how can you cultivate a growth mindset, and how can you really tap in into your true potential by first getting rid of your negative self-talk, getting rid of bad habits, and really cultivate a positive mindset when it comes down to not only yourself, but life in general. So let's just get started right away. So online courses, if you're someone that feels a little bit weird when you hear this word, right? Online courses, then, you know, just replace it for online programs, okay? I know that online courses for a lot of people seems to be this thing like, oh, he's selling an online course. Oh, he's making money with online courses. I don't want to be like that. You know, if you believe that, then that's a mindset issue that you might be having. There's a lot of people who are online course creators because it's a legit business. It's not a scam like a lot of people still believe in 2023 as I am recording this podcast episode. I can't believe that there's still people that believe that online courses is still a scam. Online courses is nothing more than a program that someone has put together in the form of a digital product, really, right? It's a digital product in the form of videos teaching everything that they know about a certain topic in order to provide value to their audience, right? And listen to the previous episode, by the way. So on episode 93, I was talking about how to get started in online business, how to just pretty much create an audience. Without an audience, you just can't sell an online course. Okay, so I'm gonna share with you here how I created my first online course, how I have built this into a multiple six-figure online course business by teaching what I know, okay? So now what I do is that I teach not only about music licensing, okay, everything that I do with music licensing as a composer and as a producer, but as well I teach about online business and mindset. Okay, and by the way, a quick plug here, go and check out my Mindset Mastery course, all right? This is the first course under the Academy of the Creative Entrepreneurs Academy, where is this personal brand where I'm teaching about entrepreneurship, mindset, and lifestyle. Go and check out Mindset Mastery, and this is all about mindset and how can you cultivate a growth mindset. The link will be in the description or in the show notes of this podcast episode. I had a lot of fun creating this course because I'm teaching pretty much everything that I implement on a day-to-day basis when it comes down to mindset and how I went from being a negative, torture person, right? With all of these bad habits like smoking weed, daily drinking, believing that my life had no purpose and being a wasted potential, and how I got out of that situation by cultivating positive habits and getting into personal development, and why your level of success will never exceed your level of personal development, which is a quote that I live by, right? So it doesn't matter what you are doing, but if you don't have a program of personal development into your life, you will never be successful in anything that you do, whether that's having a family, your relationships with either your spouse, or having a career, right? A lot of people are very unhappy with their careers, what they do for a living, you know? And I'm very fortunate to be working online. I'm very fortunate to be working location free. I'm extremely grateful that I live where I live, but this is not by chance, okay? This is something that I have created just out of the ether, okay? By knowing exactly what I want, by writing down my goals, by creating something that has value to others, okay? So let's get right into the podcast episode talking about how to create your first online course. So if you've been listening to me, you know that I've been talking about how to build an audience, how can you create content, offer value for free in the form of, hey, a podcast episode. This podcast episode costs you nothing to listen, okay? It costs me nothing to create either. It costs me my energy, but I love it so much that I will be doing this all day long without a problem, okay? I just love to create content. So you have to be in the mindset that if you have a skill, a knowledge in something, then that could be turned into an online course. Obviously, there's first steps that you need to take into consideration. And the first step that you need to consider when it comes down to creating your first online course is, what is it going to be about? That's number one. What is the topic of your online course? You'll be surprised. A lot of people struggle with this. Okay? A lot of people struggle with, what am I going to be teaching? So you have to really brainstorm ideas of what you're going to be talking about. Obviously, you have to be in a niche or in an industry in order to create an online course about that. So you have to think about it. That's why I invite you to listen to episode 93. So you know exactly where what industry you're in. So for example, if I'm in the music licensing industry, then my courses are going to be about mixing, mastering, music production, composition, arrangement, right? My premium course is all about how to compose music in order to upload it to certain marketplaces and earn money with it, okay? But my angle with that is the simplicity of how someone can go from composing a music track all the way to the end until they make a music sale, right? Or a license. They sell the license. That's what it's all about. But I'm teaching the whole process. Right, so I've been talking about music licensing on my YouTube channel. That's where I teach musicians and composers about music licensing, and that's where I build that brand. On this brand, though, I'm teaching about mindset, business, and lifestyle. So here you're gonna find all the courses and all the content, which is all about that. It's about entrepreneurship and how entrepreneurship is the best personal development program. It's another quote that I live by, because once you get into entrepreneurship, you're going to come face to face with your insecurities. You're going to come face to face with your negative self-talk, you know? So once you go into entrepreneurship and you start really going deeper, you know, you're going to start to say like, hey, I think I need to address certain things here. Why do I believe that this is not possible for me? Why do I believe that I'm not qualified? Why do I feel like an imposter talking about this? Who am I to create an online course? So this is why I'm a true believer that first you need to really get your house in order before you put yourself out there. But you don't have to wait long though, okay? You can do this, and as you go along, you put yourself out there and you try to start this process immediately. You don't have to wait, okay? So first, number one, again, find out what exactly you wanna teach about. So if you're in the fitness industry, I use fitness all the time as an example as well, or as a framework, because everybody understands fitness, you know? And it's actually a big industry when it comes down to online courses and online programs. So if you're gonna be someone that is gonna be teaching someone like, hey, I lost all this weight and now this is what my before and after, I can teach you the same thing. Okay, so what program is gonna be about? Your online program, what is it going to be about? Okay, what type of dieting did you stick to? You know, maybe it's a vegan diet, maybe it's a carnivore diet, or maybe it's just, you know, did you count the calories? And, you know, there's so much things going on in the in that space. I'm sure that you have seen, even if you are not into these type of things. But it's the same with any other industry. So you really have to think about that. And when it comes down to fitness, it's the same kind of philosophy. So what are, you know, is it more mainly because you want to do more cardio or working out from home, for example? You know, how I lost weight without going to the gym, or how I lost weight by doing yoga. I don't know. I'm just making stuff out of stuff up as I go along. So you have to find a way of how to create a course around that. So, but first you find the industry, obviously, and you say, I'm going to be talking about this in my content. I'm going to be teaching people about that. And the basis of this is that you have to teach what has worked for you. You don't talk about something that you haven't experienced yourself. A lot of people make the mistake of teaching something that they haven't done themselves. So you don't want to do that, okay? So what I teach is everything that I have done myself, absolutely everything. In fact, that anything that I learn as we speak, I will share that with you. And I will try to incorporate that into my own personal brand. Okay, so what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that lately, for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been heavily invested in fitness myself. Okay, I'm 48. I'm really into, you know, I want to live a long life. I have a family, and I don't want to be an average guy with a dad bod, right? Which I had. Okay. Excusez-moi, I'm just drinking some nice Greek coffee. I'm doing this early in the mornings, by the way. It's like 9 o'clock here in Greece as I am recording this. But, you know, the reason why I want to share everything that I have learned, and that I am learning along the way, is because it's becoming a natural thing for me. And for a lot of creators, for a lot of entrepreneurs, this is what they do. As soon as they learn something, they're sharing something about what they know, then they can't help themselves to share. So you must have it within you, okay? But the first thing is to identify exactly what that is going to be about. So if you're a musician, for example, and you want to teach about music, then what exactly are you teaching? I mean, music is a very broad thing. Are you going to be teaching about composition? Are you going to be teaching about mixing and mastering? Are you going to be teaching about how to play an instrument, right? And then if, let's say that you're a guitar player, you want to teach about how to play the guitar. What type of course is it about? Is it about how to play the guitar? Or is it how to play electric guitar? How to play acoustic guitar? You know? There is a difference, by the way. I'm a guitarist myself. So if I was going to create an online course, I really need to get clear on that idea. Am I teaching beginners? Okay, obviously, I'm going to be teaching beginners. So most likely I will say, hey, this is a course about how to start playing the guitar. Most likely will be with an acoustic guitar. You don't start with an electric guitar because then you're going into a different genre, if you will, right? So if it was going to be about electric guitar, then it would be like, okay, learn how to play the electric guitar so you can play your favorite songs. But then what type of songs? Maybe rock songs, right? Indie rock songs, I don't know. You can go as niche as you want. You can really zoom in. And the more specific, the better. Okay, so you have to find that. This is very, very important. Without this, you can forget about it. You need to do a lot of homework when it comes to this. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, actually, I was talking to a fellow YouTuber, friend of mine, who happens to have a channel. And we were talking about this. He was trying to get advice on an online course. And you will be surprised of how much people struggle with this. And I was telling my friend, I said, like, listen, you need to get clear on what exactly it is. This friend of mine, it happens to be as well in the music industry, right? In the music space. And there's so much that he can teach, but the problem is what to focus on. And that was the challenge. I said, like, what exactly? I was just trying to give ideas as well in direction. I said, like, you can go in this direction or in that direction. But it has to be specific. It can't be generic because people get overwhelmed with information. The problem is not a lack of information. The problem is with the lack of action. And a lot of people don't know exactly what to do, and you need to tell them what to do. Step one is this. Step two is that. Step three is this. Like, you don't give them the chance to even think. That's the purpose of an online course. When I see an online course, I want to see exactly what I need to do. I don't want to think. I don't want to speculate. Okay, so this is what I've done with my courses, and that's why I've been successful. You'll be surprised how many crap courses are out there. That's the good news, that you can jump in into the industry of an online course as an online course creator, which, by the way, is a massive industry. It's exploded over the last few years. Now, I'm not going to give you numbers here because I don't want to come across as one of those people that try to sell you an idea to create online courses, like, oh, it's a billion-dollar industry daily or something like that. You know, it's overwhelming when you think about it, but you can just jump on this wagon, and I hate to use that terminology. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Maybe it's the coffee. But you can jump on this industry and create online programs and build a legit online business, okay? The people want to learn from you, but first you need to decide what exactly that is. So make sure that you know what your course is going to be about. So whether you are a musician, whether you are into fitness, online business. Okay, this is another example. I talk about online business, but if I'm going to create an online course about online business, it's about online courses, right? It's about how to build online courses. How can you get the knowledge that you have in your head, which, by the way, is a six-figure business. You have a six-figure idea in your head, and you just need to get it out there. I'm a proof of that, and many people will say the same thing, that it's out there. People want to learn from real people, but you need to do the homework first, okay? So you have to know exactly what it is. There is a lot of crap courses out there, and you can be on the top 1% of courses that your clients will love, okay? Like, put love into creating the courses. And I'm not talking about courses that you will find on marketplaces like Udemy, or I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, depending on where you're listening to this. In America, I don't know if it's pronounced Udemy or Udemy. But, you know, just this, like, $7 courses that are recorded with terrible audio, terrible videos, but they're out there, you know. But now you can see that there's different platforms out there, different marketplaces, and we'll talk about this in another episode. What's the difference between having your course on a marketplace versus having your course on a platform like Teachable or Thinkific or Kajabi and whatnot? Okay, because there is a difference, especially when it comes down to income. So, but that's for another episode. So first, decide exactly what you're going to teach about. Okay. Second, you need to know how to create the online course. Are you going to be on camera? If you're in the fitness industry, you need to be on camera. You're going to have to show some moves, okay? You're going to have to show how you do your push-ups and all of this. If it's going to be as well about nutrition, then you're going to have to film maybe making what you cook and how you create healthy meal plans and whatnot. In my case, with the music, for example, it's just a screen share. It's like I'm screen recording my screen, the music software. So literally, I'm in the picture. You don't see my face. You just see some software where I'm making music, and that's that. And obviously, you hear my voice as I'm explaining what I'm doing, but they can just see what's happening in the screen. However, when it comes down to the Mindset course, again, go and check out that course, a link in the show notes. Mindset Mastery course is a combination of me on camera, because I want to communicate this idea with you and talk to you about it, and slideshows and different video editing where I'm just supporting the idea and giving you exactly steps on how to do certain things, like how to overcome your limiting beliefs, how to cultivate positive habits, how to achieve your goals and your dreams by following certain steps, right? So it's not just slideshows. It's me talking to you because I want to make a real connection. So it's a combination of me on camera. So I have to, like, really think about, hey, I need to have good light. I have to have, you know, I can't be in my pajamas recording this course, right? When I was doing my music licensing course, I was like in my pajamas with flip-flops because nobody's watching. It's just my voice and you know, doing the music in the computer. So I don't appear. So you have to really think about this. How are you going to create this course? How is it going to be captured? If you don't know about keynotes, if you don't know about slideshows and all of this, presentations, don't worry. I didn't know anything about this either. I had to learn about this. So think about that. If you need to record your screen, meaning that you're going to be explaining a lot of what's happening in the computer, then you need to learn about that as well. I didn't know anything about this. I did this with a shoestring budget, literally. I mean, there were softwares out there, and I purchased those softwares later on. But when I created my first online course, which is the one who brought me to the six-figure income, by the way, I did everything with free software. I use iMovie, and I use QuickTime Player to record my screen. And the same goes with the voice. I just, you know, it's a lot of creativity involved, my friend. Nowadays, you can just buy a piece of software. ScreenFlow is one of them. It's the one I use nowadays. And it records everything, your screen and your voice at the same time. You can edit. You can do all these fancy things. I mean, when I bought that piece of software, I was like, oh my God, if I would have had this back then in the beginning, it would have been a walk in a park to create my course. But nevertheless, you have to know exactly how you're going to record your course. So you have to think about that. Another example, if you're teaching how to play the guitar, you're going to have to show your hand. You're going to have to show the guitar. You're going to have to be on camera. So that takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of consideration. Like, okay, the type of light, the microphone, the camera, how far away is going to be the camera? You might need to do a little bit of editing. And that's why I believe in content creation, because content creation, before you create your first online course, is what's going to help you get an idea of how to edit. Okay, so by the time I created my first online course, I already had practice with iMovie. So I knew how to create videos. I didn't know how to record my screen though. Okay, I wasn't very savvy, tech savvy in that space, but I learned. I didn't know about keynotes either. I learned about slideshows and keynote presentations because, you know, it's part of what we do as online course creators. So that's the second part that you need to consider. The second thing that you need to consider, are you going to be on camera? And if so, you have to think of all the logistics. But if you're creating content already about this, it's going to come natural to you. If you're teaching about how to play the guitar on YouTube, it's going to become very natural. You're just going to say like, oh, I just have to record myself like in a similar way that I record myself on YouTube, explaining on how to play major chords or whatever. And then you're going to say like, yeah, but can people just find this course or this teaching on YouTube? What's the difference between a YouTube video and an online course? Well, the online course is where you put everything together. You don't grab, though, the videos that you have put on YouTube inside the online course. I've seen people do that, okay? Don't do that. You record a brand new video explaining exactly how to do what you do. On YouTube, you might have something that is similar to the online course inside, because that's a perfect idea for them to say like, hey, if this guy on YouTube is doing this like this and is explaining this to me, I wonder how the online course is. It must be amazing, right? If your video is amazing as well. But you don't grab the same video on YouTube and put it inside the online course. That's my point. But if you're already doing YouTube videos and you're doing already content, you will get a handle of it and get an idea and say like, you know what, when I do my online course about how to play the guitar, I'm going to do the same thing that I did with my YouTube video, but it's going to be like this instead, right? And a little bit more thoughtful maybe, or a different angle, or just a little bit better. But at the same time, people are paying for a step-by-step process. They can go on YouTube and put it all together themselves, but a lot of people don't have the time for that, okay? You can probably learn anything by just Googling it. Google is your friend, you can learn everything. And now with AI and ChatGPT, you can learn about pretty much everything. But people are not willing to put in the work. You know, why would you need to learn from a fitness instructor or somebody that is in the fitness space about fitness and how to lose weight? You know, you can learn this by yourself, but you need someone to tell you. We need mentors. I need mentors. I've learned everything from mentors. You know, I've learned as well from Google. I've learned from other things. I read a book. Right? You know, books is a perfect example. The knowledge of the world is in books, but people don't read them. We need someone to just explain this knowledge that is inside a book. Okay, so get rid of this mindset. I will go all the time back to the mindset issue that you have to snap out of that first before you carry on creating your course. Okay, the third thing, once you have accomplished these two first steps, right, the third thing is to actually upload this course somewhere. Okay, I was talking about marketplaces, and I'm talking about places where you can host your course. What's the difference? Well, a marketplace is something like Udemy or Skillshare. There's many now. Domestika, I think, is one of them. There's other ones. I don't sell my courses there, okay? I sell my courses on platforms like Teachable and Thinkific and Kajabi, okay? These are platforms where you can host your videos, aka courses. You have a sales page, And this is where you actually have your academy. I mean, you can go and check my academy. Another plug here very quickly for the Creative Entrepreneurs Academy. Link in the description. If you're curious, you can see it. It's a brand new academy. So I'm building this as we speak. So I only have one course, which is Mindset Mastery. Another plug. And I'm creating different courses as we speak in that space of entrepreneurship. Okay, and you can see that you build your academy. That's where you're going to be hosting your courses. You have a sales page explaining what the course is about, and people can sign up. You know, they can just start to purchase your course. And that, in a nutshell, is how you create a course. I know it sounds very simple, what I'm saying here, in the sense that first you have to identify exactly what the course is about. Second, how you're going to create that course. Are you going to be on camera? Is it going to be a screen share? Is it just going to be slides? Right? You have to figure it out. Usually it's a video, okay? But you can create a course as well by just doing audio. I've never done that. I mean, I have released an audio program, but I don't call it an online course. I just call it a mindset, MP3 program. But it's more like you can say that it's like a private podcast episodes in a way, but it's all about mindset for musicians. But I don't call that a course, but you can certainly have a course, even a written course. I have seen courses that is just, in writing. There's no video whatsoever. You just have to read. Good luck with that, because people don't read, all right? I'm not trying to be sarcastic here. But it's the truth, you know. If I enroll in a course, I want to see videos, because video is a very convenient way to learn, and it's easy to digest. That's for another conversation, though. I don't want to tap in too much. I mean, there's so much to talk, my friend, about online courses and how to create one, and we can really go into the details of it. And I want to share with you different tactics and techniques on how you can create this. So when you go to a platform like Teachable or Thinkific, it will give you the layout of like, hey, okay, create your first module, right? That's how you create your course. Okay, what's the first module about? Okay, how to hold a guitar, or how to start walking every single day to get into fitness, whatever it is that you're gonna teach, you know? And but that, in a nutshell, is what creating an online course is. I will probably create another episode going more in detail on how you outline your course, how the modules should be named, what exactly would it look like, and use like a framework like maybe fitness or even online business for that matter, or how to play the guitar, or something that you can understand, that because it's a blueprint that it could be applied to anything, whatever you're teaching. You know, this what should I do first? Right. Well, first, if I'm going to learn how to play the guitar, I need to have a guitar, right? So you might not have a guitar. Okay, should I put it that in the course? Well, maybe, you know. And if you have a guitar already, skip lesson one, go straight to lesson two, how to hold a guitar or how to tune the guitar. Okay, you see what I'm going with this? So it can be very, very detailed. The same goes with anything. If I'm going to teach you on how to create your first online course, then we need to start at the beginning. We're not yet into the part of like, hey, how can we do this? So this is like an overview of what an online course is. And to recap here very quickly, how you create your first online course is, number one, decide what you're going to teach about, okay? So that's the topic. It's very important. Number two, what exactly, or how you're going to create this online course, right? Is it going to be, are you going to be on camera? Is it going to be a screen share? What is it going to be? So you have to really think hard about that. And number three, where are you going to put this online course? I recommend to go to a place like Teachable or Thinkific and just upload, or Kajabi. Kajabi is a little bit pricey, especially if you're just starting out. I will think more about Teachable or Thinkific. There's other ones out there. And you just get started by uploading your videos there. It's very easy to create a sales page as well. If you never created a sales page, this is very easy to do. Okay, but on future episodes, I'm going to be talking about the outline, what the actual online course is inside. Like, for example, okay, how many modules should it have? How many lessons per module? How long the lessons need to be? Okay, and what exactly are you going to be doing from lesson to lesson? And then, okay, what else can you provide to the clients, to the students? What supporting material you can have? You know, hey, you can get as creative as possible without overwhelming them, though. You know, you can have a PDF, a checklist, you can have bonus materials, you know. I mean, bonuses, it's just, that's a whole episode just talking about bonuses, because you're learning about something, but then something might be off topic, not off topic, but it's not part of the step-by-step process, but you still need to talk about that, and that becomes part of the bonus, okay? So there's a lot to cover. It could be overwhelming for you as a creator, because you feel like you want to drop everything in it. You want to like teach about everything, but you don't want to overwhelm your students either. You want to simplify the process. And you want to just have a step-by-step process. Like step one will be this. What will be step two, right? And step three and step four. When you get there, you're like, oh, but they should know about this. Then that's your challenge as a course creator. How can you simplify the process and say, by the way, on a side note, you must know about this before you move on. And try to teach, man. And really get up. I get an immense pleasure from teaching. Okay. And I don't consider myself like I am a teacher. I am the guru. But because I can explain something and I'm very passionate about what I know, I have the patience and the ability to communicate an idea and say, like, no, you do it like this. Hopefully this comes across in this episode, okay? That I want to explain and I want to teach and I want to share with you everything that I know in order for you to achieve a certain outcome. And that's the purpose of your online course, to take your students from A to point B. And how did you go from being fat to be skinny? How did you go from learning how to play the guitar? Okay, at one point you didn't know how to play the guitar. Now you know how to play the guitar. How do you go from having no online business to now having an online business? How did you go from not knowing how to create an online course to now having your first online course? Okay, that's the purpose of online courses. From taking them from a step-by-step process to a before and after. It's a transformation that you're selling. You're not selling knowledge. Okay, so get into that philosophy as well. You're selling a transformation. Not the knowledge. The outcome is what you're selling, okay? The knowledge that you have in your head is what you're selling, but at the same time, it's a transformation. Thank you so much for all the love and support, my friend. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Thank you for reaching out as well for everything. It really means the world to me. Share this podcast episode if you feel that this is something that someone else could benefit from it. Leave us a review. It helps the podcast gets out there. I'm going to be talking more about business, more specifically the knowledge business. How can you, you know, build a knowledge business around what you're passionate about, whether that's music, mindset, entrepreneurship, whatever it is. You know, you could be a content creator yourself and you just don't know how to share that knowledge with others. And how can you build a legit business of teaching what you know, sharing what you know? Okay. We live in a fantastic time. People want to learn from real people, and they want to learn from someone who's a few steps ahead. I'm just a few steps ahead of you, okay? You're probably still thinking about creating an online course. You probably have an online course, but you're not selling it, okay? That's a marketing issue. It's not a product issue. It's a marketing issue. So we need to get to the bottom of it, and we can talk about this in depth in future episodes, which is my jam. I love to talk about this. I'm using some weird lingo here. I never use this lingo. This is my jam, but I guess it's a Greek coffee. I don't think I'm going to edit this episode. I think it was pretty well executed as I'm drinking coffee as well here. And again, thank you so much for listening, my friend. It really means the world to me. All the love and support with the podcast. Go and check all the free resources in the show notes. Go and check out my Mindset Mastery course. Yet another plug. I'm sending you there not only so you can enroll in my Mindset Mastery course, but at the same time you can see what a sales page looks like, and what I'm doing there with a concept with a mindset and personal development space of creating a course about that. Okay, so you can see what the module is, what the lessons is are about, and see what exactly the sales page is all about. I have a video presentation there as well. So I'm explaining what the course is, which is like a sales pitch really of the course, an introduction of the course. And you get a feel of what the course looks like. So that will be like an excellent example of a real life example of a course. Okay, and I'm so proud of it because it's the first course in the Creative Entrepreneurs Academy. Go and check it out. But that will give you an idea of what a course is about, okay? And probably then I can share, if you're new to my world, I can probably share as well what the music courses look like. I can probably share those links so you can have a look at them and see what the landing page is and what it is like to have a course in a different industry, but it's the same blueprint, okay? Thank you so much, my friend. I'll see you in another episode, and here's to your success.